SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
This program comes to you from Jarra Country, the traditional land of the Jarjawarrung. I pay respects to their elders past and present. I also acknowledge the traditional owners from all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lands you're listening from. Welcome to another episode of New Home, a podcast that shares with you some of the stories of migrant and refugee women living in regional Victoria. My name is Ellie Hanley. And today I'm talking to Husnia and her daughter, Masuma. They came to Australia from Afghanistan about 10 years ago. Masuma is now in year 12 and she joined us to help translate for her mother, but also to share her own memories. As you will hear, life was hard in Afghanistan even before the Taliban took control. Work was scarce, and Husnia's family did not have running water or electricity when she was growing up. Because work was so hard to find, many Afghanis found jobs in neighbouring countries like Pakistan and Iran. As you will hear, Husnia's family is now scattered across many countries, and even after many years here living in Australia, things that those of us born here might not think twice about are never taken for granted in her household.
We grew up in Afghanistan and a small city, no light, no electricity, and we make fire at home.
And how big was your family? Did you have lots of brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother, three sisters.
So as a girl growing up in Afghanistan, were you able to go to school?
Girl go to school very good. After Taliban came and they maybe just year six go to school. After we can't go to uni, because my country not let to study much.
Women are not allowed to study much.
Three years primary, I was in my country, doesn't like to kids study any too much. Yeah, and just working at home. And
so is that boys as well, or were boys expected to go to school?
Yeah, boys too.
Boys, school. She's saying, like, the boys were expected to find a job and provide money for the family.
From an early age?
Yeah, and maybe 12 years old or 18 years old,
So as a teenager, at some point through their teenage years, the boys are expected to go and find a job and help.
Kids, the son, very small, go to work. Other country, maybe Iran and...
Oh, so they actually go across a border to Iran to work?
Yeah.
What sort of jobs do you know?
Clean the house or maybe looking the house. Yeah. Someone got the rich people. Yeah, one.
Looking after the house.
Make tea for him.
Like a servant, I guess.
Yeah. Small, I remember kids sad for them. Care about study, mom, father, just want to money because my country very poor, doesn't have money and very hard life. And
I guess in the West, a lot of people know about Afghanistan and the Taliban coming in and making life very difficult, especially for women and bringing very harsh laws and punishments in.
Yeah.
Were you afraid when you were living in Afghanistan of violence or doing the wrong thing or getting in trouble?
تو افغانستان که زندگی می‌کردی ترس می‌خوردی؟
یه
مثلا یه چیز اشتباه بکنی ترابل trouble.
Scared, yeah. We all scared, men and women, yeah. 2 years ago, I think my country, my place, Taliban came, killed young people, and my brother away to go Kabul. Maybe 1 year, 2 years stay, and Taliban came to Kabul. My mother and sister-in-law, kids away to Pakistan. Yeah, my brother don't have job. He go to Dubai. He is still now in Dubai working, make money for family. My sister, my uncle, and still in my town.
So when you see the Taliban come and the violence, it makes you worried for them?
Yeah, very worried. I sometimes dream about the Taliban. Yeah, and I'm sleeping, dream. I'm scared and crying.
Oh, yeah.
I dream about Taliban came and the door I closed. I thinking door broken, Taliban came inside. I'm very scared.
So you didn't have experiences like that, but you still dream about having
experiences.
Yeah, experience.
Dream about, yeah. Because I know the Taliban very scary people. My sister in Afghanistan, yeah, she said maybe tomorrow Taliban came fighting again, maybe tonight, maybe next week.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how old were you when you left Afghanistan? You'd met your husband and married him?
Yeah, I married with husband.
How old were you when you got married?
I think maybe 18 years.
Yeah.
18 or, yeah, 16 years old. Yeah. 16 or 18, I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you got married, and then how quickly after that did you and your husband move?
Yeah, my husband go to Iran. We in still the same village. My husband.
You stayed in the village, and
yeah,
he went to Iran.
Iran, yeah, because in my country don't have job. He want to find a job, make money for us. Yeah, and maybe 3 years stay and came back. For 2 months or 1 month stay and go back to Iran.
So that's, you didn't see him very much. He was
no.
gone for like 9-10 months of the
yeah.
year. And then you'd see him for only a little bit and
yeah.
then he'd go again. Who were you living with? Were you living with your family?
My mother-in-law, my father-in-law and sister-in-law, yeah.
And did you have small children at that point?
No.
No.
No. Yeah, very hard life too. We have a goat and cow and sheep. Lots of animals. I make food for animals, the vegetables, cut in and, yeah, give to. But in not same here, animals in the, out, in the garden, not the same Australia, but the farm.
Oh, so, you know, like they weren't in like a cage.
Yeah.
Not a cage, but like.
They were just outside and roaming?
Yeah.
Backyard.
Yeah.
Yard. Yeah.
Sure.
My cage for same as room, Jorm Gadim.
They made like, not a shed, but like a house for them, I
yeah.
guess. In the winter, they would put them inside there, so it's not.
Yeah.
Like a barn, maybe.
Yeah.
In summertime outside, the wintertime inside. Very hard job cleaning
the shed?
Animals.
Yeah,
yeah, the shed and put the food for them.
And that was your time. Job within that family?
Job, my mother-in-law. But my father don't have land, don't have animals.
Your own father?
Yeah, my husband, father, yeah, lots of animals. He have land, yeah.
And so how many years did you live with your in-laws while your husband was working?
Oh, long time, maybe 16 years or more than.
16 years babam bozorg ننشسته.
Yeah. دیگه تا
که وقتی که بابام میگه رفته بود میرفت ایران سرکار.
آره دیگه ایران هر کجا که بودم قد مادر بزرگ بودم دیگه.
She's saying she was always with the my grandma.
And so what changed? When did you all decide to move to Iran?
Yeah, my father-in-law went to Iran. Yeah, we go.
So the whole family then moved to Iran. And were you then able to live with your husband?
My father-in-law went to first with my brother-in-law.
So all the men moved to Iran?
Yeah, my husband, me, and my mother-in-law, sister-in-law after. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was that just for work and so that you could have more access to things you needed, like money and jobs?
Yeah.
That was just for that purpose?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Taliban too, we worry about all the time.
And so I guess I'm just trying to join the dots. How long were you in Iran and what were you doing there? What was life like for you in Iran?
I can't remember. I don't know how long, but I don't have job. Is there a house work? Yeah, I can't remember any.
You had your children when you were in Iran?
Yeah, yeah. And we went to Afghanistan and came to Australia.
So before coming here, we went to Afghanistan to visit her family?
1 month.
3 weeks.
Yeah, 1 month.
1 month?
Yeah.
And then we went to Kabul, to the airport.
Mm. Okay.
To come here.
And what was the process of applying to come to Australia like?
He don't have a job. He want to find some good life for us, for kids. My country, many people go to Iran, try to save place. Yeah. Yeah, my husband came here and make visa for us.
We had a permanent resident visa. Yeah, and then a few years later that we got our citizenship.
Was it very different in Australia? What was it like when you first arrived here? What was your impression?
امید نداشتم که مثلا ما اینج باید مثلا یه رقم چیزا رو بیم
نه میگه مثلا استرالیا خب چجوری بود چجوری دیفرنت بود
همه چیش دیفرنت
خب بگو دیگه
یه کلین کاین پیپل سو کاین این هیا هاف من هاف جاب وومن کیدز الاو تو گو تو یونی اند یه
And what about you, Masama? Can I ask you your memories of moving here? And do you have memories of Iran?
Yeah, I do, actually. I was very young.
So you were 9 when you moved to Australia?
Yeah, I think
she was 9. Very
yeah.
Small.
Yeah. I just remember going to school and then it's a bit fuzzy, I guess.
Did you speak any English before you came to Australia, either of you?
I just knew the word hello. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And so what was it like for you? Did you come to Australia and then you were put in an Australian school?
Yes.
And
my dad had already enrolled us and everything.
And so you then were just surrounded by English. Would you have felt so confused?
Yeah, because there was no Afghan people here at all. So we were the only ones. So we had to speak English.
And did you guys move straight to Bendigo?
Yes.
And so there's not really an Afghan community here?
No.
There is now.
There is now.
No, many. Yeah, we came first and don't have a family, but men put that.
So there was single Afghan men here, but no family.
I remember, we went to Sutherland. One man say hello to me, daddy.
In our language.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, you were like, what?
Yeah. I'm happy. One, my language, yeah.
When you moved here, you went to school at 9 years old. What grade were you in?
3. So I finished grade 3 in Iran, but when I came here, it was mid-year, so I had to do grade 3 again. So I would have been in my first year of uni this year, but I'm not, yeah.
It's probably good for you if you didn't know any language to have some time to catch up.
Yeah.
My daughter, bigger than Masma, she said I'm nearly crying in the school.
She almost cried?
Because she said I can't understand. Teacher said to me.
It was like everyone speaking gibberish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was it a different feeling in the schoolroom?
It's more free, I guess. Like the teachers weren't telling you to be quiet, I guess, maybe. The only thing I remember is we had this woman in our school who would teach me and my sister English. So she would take us once a week for an hour. Like while the
That's not a lot, is it?
No. But me and my sister, we looked forward to it every day.
Yeah.
So we could,
learn a bit more.
Yeah.
And were the children nice to you?
I guess they were talking to me. They were trying to teach me, but I wouldn't understand. Yeah.
Did you make friends easily or it took a little while?
So when we first came, our principal set us up with two other students to like look after us. So we became friends with them.
Yeah, great. And what was it like culturally for you both? Like, did it take a little while to understand Australian culture?
میگه که طول گذشت که مثلا استرالین کلچر رو یاد بگیرین فهمید
we first came in Bendigo community health a lot help with us show settling bring to settling and dentist and yeah
so they showed you all the services you could ask for
it was cool too And someone dropped from primary school because my husband working, dropped my daughter, both.
Yeah, so they had someone to drop us off at school.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't drive.
Yeah.
Because my dad, was at work.
He's working. Yeah. And they were happy to.
Were you able to find people to talk to, have a community, or did you feel very isolated and alone in your house if you couldn't drive and couldn't get places?
Yeah, first community health make a women's group for us, and my daughter, she's youngest, I think 40 years old, 40 days.
She's saying after my little sister, after she passed her 40 days, I guess.
Yeah, 40 days.
Like when she was month and a half years old.
Yes, they come from community health, came to pick up me and very good. Yeah, we go there and sewing and talking. Yeah, after that time.
Were there any other women who spoke your languages or did you have to speak
English?
Yeah,
some people come after me. Yeah, to go together.
I think about
Korean people.
1 or 2 months after we came, then another family came.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it just increased.
Some place for a play group. Someone came pick up me and drop me. Yeah. They play with the Australian lady came with kids. Karen.
They would look after the kids while they went to learn English.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
قنچه خانمای استرالیایی قنچه رزه رزه تو بچه خانم مد مثل یه لحال رزه بود. یا اینج بازی مکت است و بازی خیلی زیاد میشتی. اما امجا قنچه از خانم چهت مکنیم.
So they would all go there and then all the kids and the women and they would play with the kids while also talking to the other women.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a chance for you to connect with other women and make some friends?
Yeah, yeah.
While also have your children have some play dates and have fun. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
After that, I know Alcimis. Someone said to me, Alcimis have class for Afghan.
LCMS?
LCMS,
so that's a Loddon Campus B Multicultural Services?
Yeah. And Korean lady mixed together in Sudan.
So women from many different places.
Yeah. We went to study this area and kids playing. Someone look after. Yeah. That's why after I have many friends in Bendigo.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
women's group, play group and class.
Yeah, great.
After that, Alcimis people lots helped me. Yeah.
What sort of things did they do to help you?
Driving license, English. Yeah, every Thursday we went to English class.
And so you and your husband and your children are all here, but most of your family is still back in Iran or that sort of part of the world. Do you feel at home here and do you miss your old home?
I miss just the old home. My family.
Yeah.
Well, میگه اینجا شبیه هومت هستش.
Yeah.
خب بگو دیگه.
Yeah, better than my old home here.
Here is better?
Yeah, because safer.
Yeah.
Yeah, safe and night time sleeping and relaxing. Fans very short. My country very high, we still scared.
Yeah. So you have very high fences, but you're still scared.
Yeah.
And here you have low fences and you feel safe.
My country fence maybe same, this house higher.
Uh-huh.
We still worry the nighttime. Yeah, in here safer, nighttime I'm sleeping very relaxing. Just to worry about my family.
And did you feel safe in Iran, or were you still worried when you lived there?
No, I was safer.
Safer there?
Yeah. Just don't have job and kids, very hard to go to uni in Iran. No, buy the house, we can't. Very hard to find a good job in Iran.
And Masama, how about you? Are you feeling good living in Australia? Are you happy here?
Oh, yeah, so much better. Yeah.
And when you think about your future, are you aware of the difference of what your life would have been if your family had stayed there?
Yeah.
What does that feel to you? Like, what do you think?
It's surreal. Like, it would be so different. Like, I wouldn't maybe not go to uni or something. No jobs, maybe.
Sometimes I'm very proud of my husband. He came here and got for kids. They go to study and for him, sci-fi here.
And he was happy for all your children to go to school. He didn't hold on to any of the old values.
Oh, no, he's the one who's like pushing us, like we have to do well.
Yeah.
Great.
So much pressure.
My country, maybe Masuma, now married already.
She's saying, like, if we were still there, I might be married right now.
Yeah.
Don't care about the study.
That's very different. And do you know what you want to study?
I have no idea, actually. I have 2 months until, like, the application's open, so I need to choose fast.
And what about your older brother and sister? What are they doing?
So my brother, he's at Monash. It's his last year. He's studying law. And my sister, it's her second year. She's doing pharmacy.
Yeah, great.
I was thinking of going into law, but not sure yet.
Yeah, it's hard to choose. It's very hard.
I am very happy here because we are allowed to go to work and it's so nice, people, and I go to anywhere. I feel very happy. And shops and at TAEF, I study at TAEF. Just English, to my English improve. Everything, the food, we got a house. خانم گرفته نه
فوت
مثلا تا غذا مزه همه پیرمایی دیگه تا وطن my country kids maybe doesn't have fruit any full food
healthy food
healthy food and food زیاد نداره غذا زیاد
yeah like they can't like eat whatever they want I guess
I eat fruit and bring the food friend mine, I worry about thinking my family.
Back home?
Yeah.
You eat the fruit here and we're looking at a plate with mandarins and oranges, apple, banana.
Yeah.
You've got this beautiful food you're making.
Yeah.
And you eat that. And
I quit inside thinking my family.
Yeah, you think about your family back home and how they
don't have any fruit. And because the money is very hard to find.
So you still feel very connected to your family back at home?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You worry about them? Yeah.
I eat food and fruit, everything I remember my family thinking,
And you realize how lucky you are, I guess. It's like, I do that sometimes. I turn on the water in a tap and I'm like, oh, my God, we just have clean water. It's amazing. So many people in the world don't have clean water.
Yeah, that's true. In my country, water bring from river. Not inside the kitchen. Carry water, carry my hand, big pot.
Yeah, heavy.
The plate, the glass, everything put in the big bowl, put in my head, bring the maybe 5-minute walk, you wash there and come.
So you had to walk all of your dirty dishes to the river, wash them in the river and then walk it all back in a pot on your head. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Hard life there. Now I open the tap, I remember family in the kettle.
The kettle?
Yeah, my country make fire, my place.
To boil water.
We bring from river just drinking.
Yeah, but everything's a lot more effort.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to go back to Afghanistan to understand your family? No.
She said, I never come to Afghanistan, she said.
You never want to go,
my kids said, all, because they're scared of I say sometimes I want to go to Afghanistan, see my mom, sister. They said no.
Don't go.
Maybe Talawak.
They're scared for you.
Very hard, you know, boom in the car, boom in the car and the road. Yeah.
You just don't know when something like that might happen.
Yeah, I saw Taliban, but I really want to see my family.
Thank you for listening to New Home. Follow the series in your favourite podcast app to get new episodes, or visit sbs.com.au/newhome. If you'd like to get in touch, email newhome@sbs.com.au. The series was created and produced by me, Alison Hanley, and Ginny Tan, with additional editing by Max Gosford.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.